Cruise ships started pulling into Alaska port cities last week, and their numbers will increase as the month progresses. But overall, the season will bring fewer ships and passengers than recent years. Businesses throughout the state are preparing by cutting back on hiring, merchandise, and tours. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld checked in with one southeast destination, Hoonah's Icy Strait Point, about how it's adjusting.
Members stay together as a group. I'll be in front. Zach will be in the back. Owen does have a safety arm with him.
Guide Elizabeth Jack leads a busload of tourists down a trail in search of brown bears last summer. They reach a tree-covered boardwalk overlooking a grassy meadow, and out come the cameras. Jack provides a quiet narrative.
A sow might come and check us out, just to see what we're all about, because she wants to protect her cubs, and she'll want to make sure that we're safe and we're no harm to her and her cubs.
The tour is one of Icy Strait's most popular excursions. Several thousand cruise ship tourists paid about $100 each last season to search for wildlife. But this summer, fewer people may hop on the bus. That's because the big ships will make only 63 port calls at this renovated cannery about 40 miles west of Juneau. Last season, there were 69, about 10% more. Icy Strait's biggest problem this year has more to do with when than how many ships arrive. President Johan Dybdahl says the small attraction is used to seeing just one ship a day. This year, they'll double up.
We're going to be offering different kinds of things on those particular days. And in fact, we're going to be offering a tour on our whale watching that we're calling Wine and Whales. And so we're trying to be fleet of foot and be nimble.
The Hoonah Totem Village Native Corporation is the attraction's owner. Its Tlingit shareholders and their families and neighbors hold most of Icy Strait's 100 or so jobs. The drop in ships plus the new schedule means work hours will be shorter and on fewer days. But Dybdahl says they may work for employees.
They do love to spend a lot of time in the summertime picking berries and harvesting fish and smoking fish. And so they'll actually work fewer days of the week. But on those long days, of course, the overtime will make up for it. So they'll probably make about the same amount of money. They'll just have a lot more time to do other things.
Icy Strait's most famous attraction is a mile-long zip line that sends riders flying over the rainforest. But the bear search and other wildlife watching tours are equally popular. Icy Strait is just one of many tour businesses trying to squeeze success out of a smaller season. Total Alaska cruise ship passenger numbers are expected to drop 14% this year, with towns such as Sitka seeing far larger reductions. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.